flight, and they are probably going to sue United. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Japan says North Korea may already be capable of launching missiles equipped with deadly nerve agents. Speaking in Tokyo today, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe didn't give any direct evidence on why he believes North Korea might have the technology. Meanwhile, Syria's president is claiming a reported chemical attack by his military on his own citizens is a complete fabrication.
We don't know whether those dead children were the kids in Khan Shihun, were they dead at all? Who committed the attack if there was attack?
Bashar al-Assad told news agency AFP Syria's military had already surrendered all its chemical weapons in 2013. Assad said the U.S. fabricated the story about the attack to justify a missile strike on a Syrian airbase. However, the World Health Organization, the U.S., and weapons inspectors all say chemical weapons were used in the April 4th attack that killed more than 80 people. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
President Trump is sounding a little more optimistic about Russia today than he was yesterday. Trump tweeted this morning that things will work out fine between the U.S. and Russia. He predicted lasting peace after everyone comes to their senses. In comments yesterday, Trump said relations between the U.S. and Russia are probably at an all-time low. Tensions have been rising since last week's deadly chemical weapons attack in Syria. Russia and Syria are close allies. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is calling his meeting yesterday with the president good and productive. He says the president has expressed strong support for NATO, but would like to see NATO do more in the fight against terrorism.
A strong transatlantic alliance as NATO is important for Europe, but it's also important for the United States, and especially in times of uncertainty.
Stoltenberg says Trump underlined the importance of increased defense spending across Europe and Canada. He says he agrees with Trump, adding that they must invest more in security as tensions rise. And it is Holy Thursday. Today, Christians mark the Last Supper and the washing of the apostles' feet by Jesus. In Rome, Pope Francis is washing and kissing the feet of prisoners at a maximum security jail. In the UK, Queen Elizabeth distributes money to 91 senior citizens on what is commonly called Maundy Thursday. Tomorrow is Good Friday, leading to Easter this Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon. It's now Thursday afternoon, April 13th, and this message in this program is coming from you, to you from Flemington, New Jersey, from the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. So I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon here on the Chamber Radio Station. We're here every Thursday afternoon from the hours of 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you miss a program, this is coming to you live, but if you miss this program, you can go on to the website and actually download all of the archived programs, including programs from Teachable Moments in Business. You know, business today is changing at a very rapid pace, and in order to be up to speed and up to date with what your business, in order to sustain and grow your business, you need to be aware of techniques and strategies and advice that's out there that is offered by people who've been around for a while and who understand business. And today we have a wonderful guest, and I would like you to introduce her. It'll be brief. we'll go on to some messages. But Mary Fernald, who we've known for a number of years, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Vicki. I'm glad to be with you.
It's great that you've joined us. And we're going to be talking about your business, which I love the name of your business, Design Frenzy.
Yes.
And you're going to be sharing with, just in a nutshell, tell our listeners what exactly you do.
Interior design. Design Frenzy is intended to be an easy-to-engage service where you can involve yourself with a designer in your home and work very easily instead of having to go into full retainers. And so it's easy to engage design service for you.
Okay, and you've been doing this for a number of years.
Absolutely. I'm afraid to say it's over 25 years already. Yeah. Started as an interior designer and did space planning, did retail, and found my way into being an entrepreneur.
Okay. Well, when we get into the program today, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions about how you got started and what kind of clients you cater to and how you find those customers. And I know there'll be other things that'll come up in our discussion. But before we get to that, I do want to talk about the weather, and I'll just give a brief weather report right now. And driving into the studio today, the weather is actually very lovely. And this evening, we're looking at the weather being somewhat cloudy with a low of about 39 degrees with a slight wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high near 64 with a light wind, and Friday night mostly clear with a low of about 41 degrees. So we're looking at really a lovely day tomorrow. Now, on Saturday, there is a chance of showers, mainly after 3 p.m. in the afternoon, but there will be a high of about 65 degrees. So it looks like there's a chance of precipitation at about 30%, but hopefully we'll won't see too much of that. And chance of showers on Saturday night. So when I come back for the extended forecast, we'll take a look at what's going to happen Saturday through Monday.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host, and I have a wonderful guest today, Mary Fernald, who owns Design Frenzy, an LLC. I have a question for you, Mary. You've been in business for quite a while. Did you have an LLC originally, or were you a sole proprietor?
I was sole proprietor to begin with for many years, actually. It was actually advised to me that I become an LLC, but it was at least 12 years in as a sole proprietor before that happened, and I've been in business for 26 years.
That's a long time to have been in business, and I think it was smart of you to have the LLC. You may know that I teach classes to, and I counsel small business owners at Raritan College, and that's the way to go in terms of being structuring your business, because the LLC gives you protection.
Absolutely.
It protects your personal assets, and the fact that you have it on your letterhead is important as well, and it makes you look more important. Looks like a bona fide business when you're an LLC too. You know, so
absolutely,
a lot of assets for doing that. A lot of reasons for doing that. So, why did you get interested in interior design?
I started watching construction, my father being a general contractor, so I was able to watch him build custom homes as a young child. He built our home when I was 10, so I would go there after school and watch it be constructed and hang out on the job site. So I think I learned to like the scent of lumber at a young age and see change take place and see process, which was really a fun thing to see something start and be created into something so lasting.
It is. That's why I feel the same as you do. In fact, we're in this, I guess you call this a Greek Revival building.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun watching this being restored.
Yep.
In fact, if any of our listeners would like to come by and see the Chamber of Commerce on Main Street, you really should. It's a fantastic building, and the wonderful features and woodwork and design, and they're restoring it beautifully. So, once you decided to pursue this, did you attend classes or take courses in design?
I did. I was in high school, and there was not at that time, and we're going back a long time, they did not have as many course offerings as they do now for the high school student. So at that time, I took a continuing education evening class for adults, and I took it from a local interior designer who was offering to teach, you know, a basic interior design class, and I loved it. And I later actually went and applied to work for her as a designer when I was in college. So I was looking to work there, and that was an interesting story unto itself. But that was fun to go back and see Gail Whiting. She was in Martinsville, and it was a great experience because I did get to work for her at some point.
Yeah. Now, did you study design in college?
I did. I went to a four-year college and, you know, graduated with a degree in interior design. Bachelor of Arts in Interior Design, and it was the best because it was doing everything I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And a little less math than I ever wanted to do as well.
You know, I've met a number of people that do what you do, and I've made the mistake of referring to them as interior decorators, and I think they cringe.
I know. It's somewhere along the lines we became you know, more professional as we got became more educated, obviously. So there's certifications and there's all different types of levels of education that you can take, obviously, with interior design. So the decorator always was really the person who can be extremely talented, even more so. You know, it's just individuals. But because they carried the shopping bag only, and didn't tend to sit down at the desk with the scale ruler and make the electrical things happen. So that became kind of like the difference, I suppose.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
But, you know, their imagination, their creativity, there's no stopping anybody.
Yeah. I always marvel at the fact that many of the clients that I counsel don't realize that there are associations in the industries that they are pursuing. Now, I know there's the organization ASID, American Society of Interior. Mm-hmm. Is that Designers?
That is Designers.
Are you a member of that?
I am.
Okay, and they used to have annual conferences or conventions in May. I don't know if that's still the case.
They do, and they do trade shows so that you can stay current with, many of the local vendors and sources in the tri-state area, if you're in New Jersey. It is a great association, and they run many, many shows during the year to help keep the continuing education courses going. So that's all part of, the professional. And they have been working very hard to get certified interior designers throughout the state to require that.
That's a good idea.
So they're working towards that.
I didn't look at your website, but do they have a logo that you can put on your website?
Mm-hmm.
And you do that.
Do that, yes. You can link to ASID from your website.
Yeah.
Um, So, yes, I'm an associate member. There is a professional membership as well. So depends on your what tests you've taken with
them.
I see. So,
I had a client who produced artificial floral arrangements, and she decided to get into that organization, but it was going to have to be as an associate.
Mm-hmm.
So she offered to supply artificial arrangements for the designers in their booths when you have that
Perfect.
Show.
Yeah.
And then she also made little boutonnieres, and I must have like 12 or 15 of them in all different colors. I used to call her up and I say, I'm going to wear, let's say, a green outfit or a blue, and she would get me a flower to wear. And
Perfect.
For the longest time, I was always the only person at business events that I go to that had any kind of a flower. And these are beautiful roses and so forth. But as a result of that activity, and she also gave boutonnieres to the members of who run that organization, and she was like a greeter. She became well known. That was how she got her foot in the door with a lot of designers.
Yeah.
And I tell people, you can, if you're an affiliate or an associate of an organization, you can get your foot in the door through the networking. That is so critical. As a result of that, many of her floral arrangements were featured in design magazines.
That's right. As an allied member, you know, you can be available. You are a resource to people. And it's great because then the designers who are doing so much throughout the state, you know, have access to your skills
exactly.
and your talent.
Yeah, that's
so
very, very, very interesting.
That's how I found a wonderful decorative painter, Periwinkle Skies, who I think, you know, the world of her too. She just does great work. And you know, it's through that association.
Yeah.
We network to find amazing and talented people to work with.
That's really, you know, there's I used to belong to BNI, Business Network International. Mm-hmm. I belonged to it for a year. I gave it a year. And one of the concepts there is building a power team of people that you can work with and refer to a client. And that client ends up with a team of people that can collaborate to get a job done.
That's right. And that's really great with design because, you know, when you have you have the GC and the designer and all of the subs all understanding each other's tendencies and preferences. There's no assumptions made. The client's best interests are always really guarded, protected, because we have that accountability to each other. We just there's no finger pointing. We all have to get a good result for the client.
That's right.
And that's fabulous.
That's neat. I like that. I'm going to break for some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Crunch, 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 just a little more crunch. At Pambies, we know what you want, and that's what we give. A little more crunch in your ice cream cake. Pambies Crunch is laced with the finest chocolate for that delicious mouthful. Why wait for a special occasion? Get a cake today. Pambies ice cream and cakes are on sale at ShopRite, 30% off in Flemington and Clinton till April 15th while supplies last. Pambies, all natural and purely delicious.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm your host, Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my wonderful guest is Mary Fernald from California, New Jersey, actually.
She lives
around the corner from me. That's where I live, in California. And she has an interior design business called Design Frenzy. I love the name. How did you come up with the name?
Wow, that's such a great question, Vicki. I love that question. I had started with Bellero Design Associates because my given name is Bellero. And I started that, my father being a GC, it's Bellero Construction, so it made sense. But somewhere when the economy was changing, it seemed that I need to also evolve a little bit. And so I came up with Design Frenzy because I was really becoming a design friend to many people I knew. And so I thought, well, if everyone must love to have a design friend, that would be a great thing to have. You could just call up somebody and chat about design. And I thought if a few of my friends like that, maybe the rest of the state would as well. So that's what I thought would be a great name for a new business.
So is that when you turned your business into an LLC?
I had Bellero Design, which had already turned into an LLC. That was a full service, and it still is active, full service design.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have that business model going. It's a very traditional business model for designers, but I totally separated the consultation as a consultation-only service. So it is concierge services offered to any client interested in just engaging a designer for specific client-driven consultations. So there's no, that's why I mentioned before, there's no retainer. It is strictly an hourly. You can just bring in a designer to address your questions.
Yeah.
Have your own HGTV moment in your home with a designer one-on-one.
I like that.
And there's no obligation to anything more.
Yeah.
You can continue with a longer consultation if you know in advance, or if you want to extend it a little bit, that's fine. We just break down the next hour. But it really is meant to really support and help guide the client so that they're free to move forward and do whatever it is that they had wished to do.
That's that's kind of the approach I use for counseling business owners. People have questions and they often don't know where to go. And I would rather answer their questions, give them some advice that they can act on. And if they want to come back, they can. But I don't have, as a consultant or a mentor, or whatever you want to call me, I don't have programs where you sign up for a certain period of time
and commit,
and commit to a certain fee.
Right.
I just, especially small business owners, mm-hmm. and some homeowners probably have limited budgets, but they need to have a game plan.
That's right.
And it may be a plan that they can use over a period of time, in which case they could easily bring you back in for the next step.
Right. If your service is found valuable, and we give that, that is for the client to decide. So I really like to say that I turn the reins over. I know what I know, and I know the order in which things have to happen. And sometimes somebody might want to know the answer to something, and I have to be honest and say, if we do paint now, it's really not the right order. I can certainly do paint colors for you, but if you're going to be deciding XYZ, meaning, window treatments and so forth, it's really much better to wait. So why don't we look at some of those ideas, and we can start to talk about how that would work, and then you can always bring me back in for another time when color is really, the right time to decide on this.
I like your approach. I think that's wonderful. Now, I know you have a number of clients, and so many people who want to start a business are not clear exactly as to who their target audience is. Who's your target audience?
So with Design Frenzy, my target audience would be anybody with just a few questions on their home. If they need a tile backsplash, if they need a wood floor, they need paint colors. So my target audience would be somebody who has, it's not even about limited funds. It could be somebody with an enormous budget, but they're even looking just to find the right person who can then take them into a full service relationship, but they want to see if it's a good match. So I say anybody who has a passion for making a positive change in their home environment is really my client.
Okay, and how do you find that anybody?
So first we have to do a good job with the client we have. So let's say we start with a client, and however you have to begin that, whether it's you're a good friend, but you photograph, you do a good job, you do before and afters, which are important pictures to show. But really, at that point, you want the referral. You want to do a good job so they'll speak highly of you. And so with full service, we have a larger investment, and not everybody wants to make that investment. Yeah. So Design Frenzy is easy to find.
Yeah.
Because the client doesn't even have to disclose that much about what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a smaller consultation. It's less of an investment. It's less worry about sharing. So I find I'm easily shared by contractors.
That's good. I mean, this approach enables you to build relationships with people mm-hmm. without the pressure.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful.
We go to the tile stores that I've worked in on full service work. I can just, leave my business cards there because I'm easy to refer for the vendor. So for the marble yard, the wood floor store, the paint store, the carpet store, any of the
that's
places
right.
we've been, if they're comfortable referring me, then I can help their client to make decisions that will then in turn result in business for that particular store right. or resource. So it's good. It's reciprocal.
That's good. I would call that fusion marketing. Mm-hmm. You're using a partnership, so to speak, and a referral system from other professionals who may cater to that same mm-hmm. prospect or customer that you have. In fact, whenever we need somebody to do work for us, whether it's carpentry or electrician work, whatever, mm-hmm. we go down to Califon Lumber and we say,
ask.
Who do you recommend?
Yeah.
And the fellow who does our carpentry now, his name's Eddie. Mm-hmm. He's been working for us for years, and he was a referral from Califon Lumber. So Eddie knows us. I know him. He understands us. I know how he works. He cleans up afterwards, mm-hmm. and he shows up when he says he's going to.
I think I know Eddie, too.
So I have become an evangelist
yeah.
for Eddie. So mm-hmm. Since you know him, that's fun. But let's say you didn't know
yeah.
and you told me that you were thinking about modifying a room in your home. Maybe you're adding a porch or fixing mm-hmm. up a deck or whatever. I might be inclined to say, I know this fellow named Eddie
yeah.
lives close by. You might want to consider using his services. This is what business owners need.
Yep.
They need somebody who doesn't even have to, they don't necessarily have to be a customer of yours. But if somebody appreciates what you do, in a way, they take ownership of it or they feel a part of it,
mm-hmm.
and then they're the ones that can become your evangelists.
Yeah,
I mean, today's all about, repeat and referral business. That's where we need to be. Mm-hmm. And it's far more expensive. It costs us like 20 times more to get a new customer than it does to keep one.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a perfect formula for attracting people and building the relationships, and that can move on to a deeper opportunities for both, win-win for both parties.
Absolutely.
As time goes on. So I think that's really, really nice. Do you go to the design houses down in North Carolina? There are people that go down there, look at furniture and the latest trends?
I actually don't go to North Carolina. We have a wonderful showroom in New Jersey. And so because you have to have a floor space and you have to have a volume.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're independent as I am, you don't have those opportunities
yeah.
to get the discounting structures. And so many of those houses will only work with people who have a floor space. So I'm not retail
mm-hmm.
and I'm also not wholesale to the trade, but the showroom that I go to offers the best, and they develop the relationships with all of the vendors, and they meet the minimum so they can then pass along amazing discounts as though I had the account.
That's good. So
the buying is very strong, and I'll just say Schwartz Design, which is in Metuchen. They're just wonderful to work
yeah.
with. All professional. They understand the relationship we have to maintain with our client. So it's much better for the designer to work with, a trade showroom, obviously, for
yeah.
the pricing to be able to help the client get best price as well.
One of the topics that I pursued with my guest last week, Dave Loth, who owns Mendham Gardens,
mm-hmm.
we talked about the different generations and what's important to them. And I'm on this kick right now about millennials.
Because I have one.
Yes.
Or two or
yeah.
three.
I have one, but according to, there's a fellow by the name of Jason Dorsey, who has YouTube videos, and he himself is a millennial. He talks about the fact that there are two types of millennials. There's two groups. There's a division mm-hmm. between those groups. The one group's probably more with it, more savvy,
mm-hmm.
and the other group may think they're savvy, but the savvy group questions them.
I love that.
Something like that. They don't see eye to eye, even within that generation. So I was asking Dave if he saw any differences with among the millennials versus the baby boomers that might be coming into his mm-hmm. business. One of the things he told me was that he always had very close relationships with his older customers, but the young ones don't seem to develop relationships with his company as their supplier. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen any differences with the different generations.
I think that was happening as the economy was shifting, because the clients even then were having a harder time staying loyal to everyone, because I think that's indicative of even of economy, is sometimes people are going to shop and try, even though they've had a contractor for a long time, they're going to look for the best price. So I think that just became a new pattern.
Yeah.
And so everyone became a little bit more careful with how they spent, and it was really about, and you could shop it more easily. So
yeah.
I think that might have begun even sooner. I don't know if I'm going to blame it all on them.
Yeah.
But I think it's the consumer maybe became a little bit more discerning
mm-hmm.
and a little less maybe loyal in the
yeah.
process.
Yeah.
But I think that's where we have to show our value all the time and also be very, very careful when we show our value to always take the hit. No learning curves are passed on. We have to do our best each time.
So. Okay. I'm going to go on here and take care of the news and mm-hmm. some more weather, okay. and then we will come back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
The U.S. is dropping the so-called mother of all bombs in Afghanistan. The more than 20,000-pound bomb was dropped for the first time this week on an ISIS target in the eastern part of the country.
We targeted a system of tunnels and caves that ISIS fighters used to move around freely, making it easier for them to target U.S. military advisors and Afghan forces in the area.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer called it large, powerful, and accurate. It is the largest non-nuclear bomb that has ever been built. The effectiveness of the bombing still being assessed, Spicer said the U.S. took all necessary precautions to avoid any civilian casualties. President Trump sounding a bit more upbeat about Russia today. Trump tweeted this morning, things will work out fine between the U.S. and Russia. He predicted lasting peace after everyone comes to their senses. In comments yesterday, Trump said relations between the two countries are probably at an all-time low. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. Just taking a look at the extent of weather forecast, we have Friday night will be clear, Saturday a chance of showers, probably about 30% precipitation is expected. Saturday night with some more rain possibly, another 30%. Sunday a slight chance of showers before 9 a.m. and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 o'clock on Easter Day. Mostly sunny with a high near 80 and maybe some rain about 20%. So it's kind of back and forth, it looks like. Sunday night, a chance of showers once again, and it will be mostly cloudy with a high of around 55 degrees. Monday will be, looks like a nice day, Easter Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. So that's your weather forecast for the time being at this point. It'll probably change. So my guest today is Mary Fernold from Design Frenzy, located in Califon, New Jersey. And I want to thank you for being here. This is it's always interesting to talk to business owners. They always have wonderful messages. And we were talking about millennials and your customers. Do you find that whether, regardless of the generation your customers are from, that they're better educated these days or they do more research to learn?
Absolutely. They are constantly researching and able to provide their own input all the time. So very often I'm working with them and they are definitely providing a lot of input and ideas. They're able to share from so many of the sites that I'm on as well. So we all have access to almost all the same information. So they're very educated and also very also driven for a good result as well. And nothing shuts down anymore, not summers. we're all on all the time.
Yeah. my millennial son, who was born in 1984, mm-hmm. informed me some time ago that he was interested in mid-century modern, and I had to groan because
we couldn't wait to get rid of it.
I don't have mid-century modern stuff, and I was hoping someday he'd like to acquire some of my antiques and period furniture, but I don't think it looks good for that at this point.
Nope. You're going to have to find some other home.
That pains me.
Yeah.
I've saved antiques and have acquired collectibles for a long time. And
well, you could suggest that he possibly think about painting them.
Yeah, you could do that.
He could do a nice lacquered finish.
Yeah, that's true.
And bring the old into a new state. Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, how popular is mid-century modern at this point?
It is. It's very, very popular. You see on some of the sites called Howes and Pinterest, you can see just pages galore of those are like fan pages for that century, for that style. But some of us remember it and aren't as fond of it as, like anything, it comes around and goes around, right? So what's old is new again, and
yeah,
for
that's
them,
true.
It definitely is.
So what are the colors that are popular to accompany a mid-century look?
Well, we always have chrome coming back in, so we
really
see a lot of that again, and so a lot of polished and lacquered surfaces complementing some of the textures that are quieter. I think that, I try not to get caught up in as many trends, though. I find that when we're working with people, it's like each person will bring some artifacts from their home forward, and then we can have influences of mid-century. So it could be a certain chair and, a few other accessories in the room that speak to that, and then you work it in. So it's really if we stay in one period alone, we can fatigue, I think, a little faster. But when we introduce different elements of it, that's when we have, I think, the most success and the most longevity out of the design. So a little bit of everything is good. Well, maybe not everything, but.
Are there any other trends that you can share with us?
We see a lot right now with a lot of gray, and I think we have to also be careful of that because eventually we're going to feel a little grayed out. So when we see a lot of one tone, we have to almost look ahead to see what's next.
Yeah.
So a lot of times people right now, they're coming from the kind of the warmer colors, and they're trying to go to the cooler colors. So for sure, the trend for the cooler, more spa tones are very popular. And they're probably here to stay a long time, but we're trying to merge some of our other decor. So, you know, if I like to say that it's a little bit of the silver and a little of the gold.
Yeah.
We have to find a way to balance them in a lot of new homes that are carrying, you know, with them some of their other design
That's
elements.
That's interesting. You know, I watch HGTV. Mm-hmm.
And I don't. It's terrible, I confess.
That's like eye
so
candy
sorry.
For me. But I'm amazed that some of these people use gray over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I believe in color analysis, and I was analyzed many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when color analysis was popular for women.
Right.
And it was
summer.
Determined that I'm in autumn.
Autumn. I was just going to say, I'm looking at you, though. I can say summer, autumn.
And I went home that night, mm-hmm. and I was standing in my closet, and my husband kept saying, would you please go to bed? And I'm looking to look at my clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I decorate and buy
like
clothing
that.
In that autumn
Absolutely
category.
True. Yeah, I can definitely say that that's true for most people. When I can see in their homes, they have a certain, the palette that looks good and that they're drawn to, that they wear, is definitely something that, and it's true of me as well. So
yeah.
I noticed it.
You must be a winter.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm a fall and winter, actually.
Oh, are you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am both. Because sometimes the winter can actually be more stark.
Yeah. I would think so.
So I tend to be a little bit even more autumn, a little more space toned.
Well, years ago when we moved to our house where we live now, I was in a rush to get my dining room done because relatives were coming from out of town, and the place was just white walls. So I hired somebody, probably just a interior decorator, not a designer per se, and she picked out wood. I like colored woodwork with white walls, which is what I did in my last house. My house was done in old Williamsburg design colors
right.
and fabrics. But at any rate, she chose a blue for the woodwork in my living room, in my dining room. And I was in a big rush to okay it. I hate the blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of my blues. And it's been like this now for 25 years, and I have yet to just take time to repaint it because I can't stand it. And people will come in and will say, oh, this is really pretty.
They like it.
I'm glad you like it, but...
They're not staying a long time.
Yeah. And I have wallpaper under a chair rail, and I have matching a coordinating fabric on the seats of the chairs. But the color I like would still go with the pattern on the walls. I just have to get around to doing it. And I also have festoons. I love festoons and jabots, which is what's in my dining room.
I think I'll be taking a walk down School Street.
Yeah. So, but so one of the things we talked about was finding ways to adapt in a changing marketplace. And obviously we're talking about the generations. We're also talking about changes in designs theories among in decorating. But what are some of the things that you've had to adapt to?
The market, when it changed, I know we were with full service, and so very many people were not, even if they could have gone forward, they were being cautious and really kind of being more guarded about investing in their homes. So things really slowed down a great deal for the custom full service market. So I remember thinking in 2009, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do now? Because I really wanted to be busier then. I had been juggling design while my children were growing as an entrepreneur in business. And now I had more time, and now I wasn't going to be as busy. And that was really, a little scary at the time. So I reached out. You start to open your eyes to what else you can do. And so I looked into staging, which was very popular. But it was more popular in different parts of the country than it was necessarily in New Jersey. But it just, everything I read about it didn't seem right for me. So you really have to look at your skills and what you're comfortable with, because you really can't force yourself to do something that's doing so well if it isn't really, really good for you.
Absolutely. You have to have a passion for it, whatever it is. Yeah.
I thought my passion was really about finding out what people like and to create something custom for them, even if it was going to be then in shorter spurts, because rather than just create something generic for me that wasn't going to be able to fill me and drive me every day to put in temporary and then see it go away. I really like when people enjoy their home, enjoy their kitchen, make a difference in their lives. I'm not the model home person, for sure. So I think looking into other ways to get business and go to different seminars, that was key for me at that time to start the process. And then when I did do that, I found a way to, it said, take your some of your weaknesses in business, and if you can turn your weaknesses into strengths, you can be most successful.
Yeah.
And I found out that my weakness was in trying to give as much design to people as I could who were not open to retainer relationships, who could not invest larger with me as I had been doing in full service, but they still wanted design, but they really couldn't do that $1,500, $2,000 retainer for mm-hmm. a project, you know. So Design Frenzy was born out of the need to just be able to offer a service to people who still wanted to engage a designer, professional yeah. designer for their project. And so just little elephant bites, 1 hour, 2 hours, yeah. 3 hours. Sometimes it would go on over a period of months for ongoing consultations.
Yeah.
And other times it was just the one and one done. They were good to go and move along in their yeah. home. So.
Well, that's really interesting. You know, people need to stand out from the crowd, and there's a concept where it was promoted by Jeffrey Gittimer, who's one of my favorite authors, and he talks about what is it that you can say about your business that the other people can't mm-hmm. say. It's like, what is your only?
Oh, I like that question.
Like, so in other words, you need to be able to say, we're the only company that does this, or mm-hmm. the best, the first, the original, the most sought after.
Right.
So it sounds like you've hit on something there that makes you stand out.
Well, yes and no, because yes, I feel I do offering the service. Other designers would say to me, because we do a lot of seminars where we all are in one place talking about the economy, we talk about the web and how that affected our businesses, and a lot of people were frustrated, but I was really learning from that experience, because I wasn't going to let that frustrate me. I really wanted to remain an entrepreneur. I didn't want to give up my years of experience. So adapting was key. And so what was different is other designers would say, you know, I offer that service. I do consultation only. And I said, right, but have you separated it? Do people know that you're committed to the consultation only and not expecting the sale ever?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, if you separate and you really sincerely only want to give your advice, your direction, listen to what they're trying to figure out and offer that as that's one thing. And the second thing that I think really does then set it apart is that I publish my rates and I put them on the web, because that's something, that's what, you know, was key, was coming up with a way to differentiate myself, was to say, right, this is what it costs to work with a designer, because most of us are like, it's like a secret. How do you work?
You don't know.
We don't know, and it's true. We don't know because we don't know how people are going to buy. We don't know if there's a markup, if there's, you know, a retainer involved, if there's, you know, ongoing design. There's so many ways based on what the client needs. So basically with Design Frenzy, we don't have those discussions. It's strictly consultation.
Yeah. It is what
so
it
it's
is.
Published.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a secret all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, and there's still full service relationships and letter of agreements that I do with Bolero Design when it is needed.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to do that because I love working in a full service capacity as well. But Design Frenzy works for the client.
Yeah.
And it works for almost everyone who's looking to start.
I like that approach because what people like to make, they like choices. They don't need a lot of choices.
Mm-hmm.
So when I teach a sales class, I often say, after you chat with a prospect, you can say, based on what we've talked about today, you could go in this direction or that direction, which would be good for you. And this way you're doing that, you're giving them that choice, and they're also playing a role in the decision process. It's not like you're just saying, okay, you have to do a certain thing.
That's
correct. So I like your approach. I think it's very good for partnering with your clients, for sure.
Yep. And then we see if we're valuable. We see if we work well, and it's as much for the client as for the designer.
Right.
Before you get too far into a project and realize it's something, you know, it's supposed to be fun. So if it's not fun for both, then, you know, because this is certainly the lighter side of life, you know, when we're doing design work, it should be an enjoyable process.
Yeah.
So I really like to say that it should be.
Absolutely.
Should be that way for both. You know, even if it's work, it's still going to be good work.
It's like it feeds into are you familiar with the acronym WIFM, WIFM?
I'm not.
That stands for what's in it for me. So there has to be a what's in it for me for the client, as well as for you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's not going to be a good partnership.
Right, right. Because we all have choices as to what we do with our time.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
It's important to know that it should be respected on both sides.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to break for a few more messages, and we'll be able to talk a little bit longer.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Just a little more crunch. At Pambies, we know what you want, and that's what we give. A little more crunch in your ice cream cake. Pambies Crunch is laced with the finest chocolate for that delicious mouthful. Why wait for a special occasion? Get a cake today. Pambies ice cream and cakes are on sale at ShopRite, 30% off in Flemington and Clinton till April 15th while supplies last. Pambies, all natural and purely delicious.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking, and my wonderful guest today is Mary Fernald, the owner of Design Frenzy. She has been sharing with us a lot of really good tips on how to establish a business, how to, I think, the philosophy of running your business, and by the way, you have the passion for it.
And
that's one thing I've counseled people that want to start a business. I see no passion. It has to be in your body language. It has to be in the way, you know, your enthusiasm, the way you speak. And if you don't have it, it's not going to work. In fact, I know we've heard enough about Donald Trump before he became president to last a lifetime. But one of the times he was interviewed on his apprentice program, this is, goes back years ago, he said, if you don't have a passion for your business, you might as well fold your tent.
Oh.
And this is so very, very important. And it helps to create such a wonderful environment when you have that passion. I hear that from people when I do speaking gigs. Mm-hmm. You know, people know that I'm really interested in the topic. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in helping people, and
right,
that's
you want
what,
to help them.
Exactly, and that's what you have done. So so share with me some of these last thoughts that you have mentioned.
I think one of the ways, you know, establishing a new business model and sharing that, how do you get that word out? So if you're trying to kind of reinvent yourself, which was key. Sometimes we have to do that. And so in reinventing myself, I was like, now how do I get the word out to people that I'm here? Because, you know, you're not going to just get people, you know, going to your websites on their own. So one of the ways I did that was to create even a gift certificate. And that was a fun way. So having a gift certificate for design, I thought, well, I could be a gift. I mean, you know, my time could be a gift to somebody would love it. And I said, now who would like to have that, you know, gift? And it was actually, I thought real estate agents would really enjoy being able to maybe gift that at a closing to a client and say, here's a consultation to help get those paint colors going or to get, you know, XYZ done in your home right away, especially when you feel overwhelmed if you're the buyer. So that was a nice way. So I started to market that Design Frenzy, and I did a few networking meetings so that, you know, and I got in front of their Tuesday mornings before they hit the road to see houses. I did a few presentations. So I just started to reach out and contact, you know, BNI. I was at one of the BNIs to kind of present the new, you know, concept of working with a designer. And then I invested in a few different publications in Somerset and Hunterdon County so that I felt like I needed to establish myself as, you know, as a different designer than, you know, offering a different type of a unique service, if you will, to the client. So I thought that was an important way to, you know, put myself out in front of
absolutely.
People. Absolutely. And find out who your audience could be.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's what I say to people. Who do you want to reach? Who do you want to reach? And so who are they and where do they hang out?
Yeah.
And some of my listeners have heard me say this, but as a manufacturer's rep agency in the pet industry, companies would call us to represent their products to the marketplace. And one of my key questions is, who's your target audience? And I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, anybody with a dog.
Oh.
And it's like, you can't do business with anybody. Mm-hmm. It has to be somebody that you've identified.
Right.
And you have to know who they are and where they hang out. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I do for gaining some exposure in the New Jersey marketplace, because now I'm focusing more in New Jersey rather than in the pet industry nationwide, is to attend certain networking groups. So I belong to BW Nice and also BIG and also the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And so that seems to be a nice mix. I have also been a member of Somerset Hills Business Network, and that's another group. Years ago, I was a member of New Jersey Association of Women Business Owners.
Oh, I remember them.
So they're still around. They've changed a bit. Their business used to have, that organization used to have a chapter in every county. Mm-hmm. Now they have joint county chapters, but they're still around. So there's a place for everybody to go. In fact, one of the recommendations is that you go on Meetup website to find places where you can do networking. It's amazing.
Perfect.
There's always ways to connect with people. And when people say they can't find customers, they can't figure out how to grow their business, I say, well, you got to be proactive.
Be open.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like Jeffrey Gittimer says, it may take 6 months for a networking opportunity to really kick in. Mm-hmm. And he also recommends that you network, I think it's 5 hours a week before and after hours of business. So there are groups that you can attend in the morning, and certainly there are many that meet at after 5 o'clock at nighttime. So it gets you out, it gets you meeting people. And he said talks about meeting at least 20 new people a week, which is rather ambitious. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah.
But
and there are a lot of really smaller, like within your communities, you know, where you can, you know, even stay even close to home if that's where your business and present.
Right.
Because they're often looking. I mean, even the high school was looking at Career Day, and there's so many teachers even in the school. And it's just everywhere you can really go so that you kind of, you know, kind of bookmark yourself, if you will, in people's mind. You know, you just want to be out and let people know that you have something of value that you think is of value, to see if someone else you know, might agree.
And you would also combine that with social media.
Mm-hmm.
So because you have to really have what I call a full circle approach in your marketing outreach. Mm-hmm. You have to identify the target and then use a number of tactics. One tactic isn't going to work. You need to have multiple exposures.
Right.
So use, you know, being on LinkedIn or Facebook, Pinterest, things like that.
Yep. Really, you have to cover all of it. Absolutely.
You do. It's a lot of busy work, but the good news, it doesn't cost anything other than your time, which I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach. So in guerrilla lingo, it's using your time, energy, and imagination before you spend money.
That's right.
And I tell people that, and they look at me, really? I don't have to spend money? No, I don't think
you want to
do that.
Just give a lot of your time.
That's right.
I used to say I just had coffee just running when we were, you know, working late hours trying to come up with the website and figure it out. And it was just, you know, it is a labor of love at that point.
Oh, it is.
You just have to be passionate about it. And
that's right.
I just said, just keep the coffee coming. I'd like it in an IV, please.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, we're going to be finishing up here, so I would love you to share with the audience ways that they can reach you, and give your phone number, website, and so forth.
Yes, thank you, Vicki. My website is designfrenzy.com. So it's design and the word friend, FRIEND, like your good friend, ZY.com. And my number is 908-832-7960. That is the office. And it will forward to my cell, because we are always in motion.
Okay. And what is your, how about a call to action? If they contact you, what do you want them to find out? What do you want them to ask for? In terms of information, or
if they're calling me as a potential client, you know, as a client asking
as a service for them,
what
would be a call to action? Why should they call you?
Why should they call me? Okay, now I understand the question. If they have a question in their home and they're trying to come up with a solution to, or it's a dilemma for them and they're not sure, basically on a layout, they would call me and I can interview them on the phone and see if I can, you know, help them in their home, and then we just schedule an hour and 15 minutes to start with.
That sounds good. That's a good call to action. They're laboring over a problem, and they just
they're not
right
sure. They don't know how to do lighting in the room. They just are, you know, not sure what to do about first steps, so that they don't make it, you know, 3 years down the road and have made the wrong decision. They need a good plan, or they're downsizing their home. Whatever the dilemma is, I would like to help them with a solution.
Okay, so we have had the pleasure of having Mary Fernold from Design Frenzy, and you can look her up on the internet, and it's a Design Frenzy .com?
.com.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicki, and I look forward to having you back
maybe sometime later in the year. Who knows?
Take good care. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.